higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Faye Alahi. Hi, everyone.
Hey, hello.
Oh, my goodness. I had so much fun this past weekend, Danny. Mm. I don't know what to do with myself.
The partier.
That's a good problem.
I was a partier all week.
Time to work.
Partier and worker. No, I worked really hard, but I partied really hard, too, so I had a good balance.
That's
it was good.
Nice.
You know, it was really, really good, and I got some alone time, too, and so it was like the perfect weekend.
So is it the opposite? When you don't party, you don't work?
Well, I just had good balance, you know? I worked really well, you know, we're moving the spa. Oh my gosh, when you're moving a business like that, wow. And then I'm still, you know, it's still being sold. And so I'm not sure which person it's going to end up with. But that whole process is, you know, very, very time consuming as well. So, and then of course I have all my animals, you know, 5 dogs, four cats, and my daughter's coming with another cat, her cats this weekend. And, you know, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And my dogs.
Now, where do you put the cats when?
In the prison, in the cat prison that I had built for them.
Right. And they're cool with it?
Yeah, you know what? They are getting
awesome.
Used to it.
Are they travelers?
And it moves.
So they're travelers.
Yeah. I let them out in the morning while I clean their cage. Every morning I clean their cage. And then every night I scoop the poop twice a day. And so they get out twice a day. And
wow.
When I'm home, I let them run around.
I scoop the poop twice a week. They get it twice a day.
Well, pooping's really important. And Bobby Edwards is going to be on the show today. Speaking of poop, the CEO of Squatty Potty. Haven't talked to him in a while. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. What a fabulous idea. We're going to tell you the science behind pooping and why it's so important. And you, what were we talking about, Faye, before?
Sleeping on your belly.
Okay, yeah, I had this article, okay, yeah. That I pulled. It said, sleep on your front if you want racy dreams. Okay, so
what?
Yes, and I'll just say this: it's true.
Really,
it's true.
It happened to you, Bernadette.
It has happened to me. It has happened to me, and that's all I'm gonna say.
I sleep on my side. I don't even sleep on my back.
I sleep on my side. Yeah.
Well, and so we were talking with Faye about it. Yeah. So this article says, "Sleep on your front if you want racy dreams, from heartburn to your risk of dementia, odd effects of how you sleep." And it says research suggests that the way we sleep can affect health and well-being. And yes. Faye confirmed that by saying that what?
It increases your bowel movement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which part? So, what makes you poop more? Your back, your side, your
no, your belly. Your belly.
Oh, sleeping on your belly?
Sleeping on your belly.
So if you have trouble pooping, you should sleep on your belly.
If you have chronic constipation, there's a yoga pose where you literally have to sit on your lying flat on your belly and have your feet up. So that's the opposite of doing a sit-up.
Interesting.
So you stretch your body, and as you stretch the lower intestines, there's a movement going on. The peristalsis get stimulated, and it never fails. You will have to end up in the bathroom, and you will have
to
go.
Are you serious?
I'm that serious.
Wow.
Try
Maybe
it.
I should have did that after surgery.
That's
right. Because
it
took me...
Try it.
Oh,
it
God.
Literally took me 6 days.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Yeah, that's terrible. And you know what it was from? It was from the painkillers. And I'll tell you, because when I had my first baby.
No, that's what they told me. Yeah. They told me it was from the meds.
Yeah.
It was from the meds.
That's the only time I've ever taken pain medication is after having a baby. The first baby. I didn't do it with the second one because I learned my lesson. That what would they give you? They gave
oxycodone.
The codone constipates you, right?
Yes,
that Percocet. I got Percocet.
And the
muscle relaxers that I have. I was on three. I still have them. I still have three, four.
Mm-hmm.
Four prescriptions of different medicine that I'm taking. But yeah, that's what. And it was the combination of the painkillers and the muscle relaxers. And they already said that to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first 3 or 4 days, they say don't, you know, you can take a laxative, but it's probably not going to help. So don't try to force more medication in you.
Yeah. News is, Danny, you didn't just have a baby, though, so then your bottom wasn't sore and you had to poop.
And seriously, you know, my appetite was normal. And, and I wasn't feeling bloated or sick or anything like that. It just, you know, another 4 or 5 days went by and then it just came out naturally. Was not.
You get dehydrated when you take those pain medicine.
That you do because, you know, the cotton mouth and you wake up in the morning and it's like.
Isn't that disgusting? I know. Mm.
But how interesting this is. Yeah, I did not know this. Like, it's what?
It's the best remedy for constipation.
Okay, and then they talk about the study carried out by scientists published in the International Journal of Sleep and Hypnosis. 40.9% of people who choose to sleep on their left side reported regular nightmares compared to 14.6% of those who preferred to sleep on their right side. It goes on to talk about the fetal position. If you want to get a really good night's sleep, get into the fetal position. Cool. Like, really interesting stuff. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to, on your right, on your front, but if you want to have racy dreams, sleep on your front.
On your front. There you go.
See, I don't sleep on my stomach only because I get...
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get back spasms.
Yeah.
Or I get not, just spasms.
Well, remove your pillow, and that would make it easier.
Oh.
Without a pillow. Yeah, I guess.
I have the most cozy bed in the world.
You hyperextend your neck, and that's kind of a hard position to be in, even if you hug your pillow. But if you remove it, you go to the bathroom, you have racy dreams, and what else?
Well, and I sleep better with that. I bought this little face pillow because it helps you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You put it up around your neck,
it's awesome.
And it just keeps your skin smoother.
I know,
like, you're so vain.
No, what? And the thing about sleeping, obviously the bed is important, but the pillow is... Yeah. Almost just as important.
It is.
You know what I do? I wake up at 6 and I stay in bed on my belly, hugging the pillow for about 10 minutes, and then I really get out of bed and go to the bathroom.
I did not want to get out of bed this morning.
Oh.
It's like, just 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes. But then I had to get up. The dog started, you know. And if I don't, because Zeus is so old now, if I don't get up early and get him out, I come out to poop her. Pee on the floor.
Oh,
that's no fun. And then I sigh. Okay. And do you know what? That leads me into my next article.
What is it?
It says a sigh is not just a sigh. And this is another fascinating thing. All these things about the human body are so amazing.
Just a kiss?
No, it's it says it's a fundamental life-sustaining reflex that research reveals that sighing is more than just a sign of depression or despair. It is a reflex that happens several times an hour and helps preserve lung function.
I believe it.
And researchers report on Nature.com that two tiny clusters of nerve cells in the brainstem, the region that unbidden, automatically takes charge of breathing, sleeping, and heart rate, orchestrated by the sigh.
I believe that.
My mom always told me when I was eating, whenever I sighed is when I needed to, like, stop.
Oh, she's probably right.
I don't know why, but she was like, every time I sigh, it's kind of like one of those things, like, take a break, or full.
Yeah, you're full.
No, that makes sense.
Well, I notice that when someone sighs around me, I normally need to stop.
Well, it says if you don't sigh every 5 minutes or so, the alveoli, will slowly collapse, causing lung failure. And that's why patients in early on iron lungs had such problems, because they never sighed, says Feldman.
Mm.
Interesting, though. There is certainly a component of sighing that relates to emotional state. Mm. When you are stressed, for example, you sigh more.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's all natural. So when you want to sigh, sigh. And
easy.
I had to bring this up with you, Faye, because and people that don't know Faye, she is a psychologist and a nutritionist with a private practice here in Dallas since 2001. She specializes in food allergies, food intolerances, celiac, gluten sensitivity, ADD, ADHD, and the autism spectrum disorder. She's also a public speaker, blogger, researcher, and is the author of Ready, Set, Eat. But so because you're so brilliant, I wanted to ask you reiterate this to our listeners about why they should not use a microwave.
Well, I believe that there is a definite negative effect of the rays that the microwave emit, and that would be left into the food. Anything that alters the natural chemistry of the food, the bonds, the way that they are naturally appearing, if you alter that in order to force heat it, that is not supposed to be done, in my opinion. Otherwise, Mother Nature would have created microwaves on trees.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, yeah. Well, and they report now from the latest research that it destroys up to 70% of the nutrients.
The nutrients.
And they release deadly chemicals into your food and
turn
live food into dead food.
Yeah.
And it's just really a bad idea.
Yeah.
So get rid of your microwave and go natural.
Yeah.
You know, really, get one of those
little...
It takes
2 seconds on the stove to warm your meal anyway.
It really does.
And if you're not at home, you can probably, you know, do it cold or have a sandwich or something.
Yeah, and the microwave popcorn is so bad for you. It's got all that stuff, speaking of lungs, that can cause... And there was actual a lawsuit a few years ago. And the consumer won where it caused lung cancer or something like that from whatever it is that's in the ear.
The oils.
The oils. We talked about the oils with Sean on Friday, and all good stuff. Love having you in studio, Faye Elahi. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Brad Dieter and Bobby Edwards and Faye Elahi. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Oh my God. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, though. And I also love Dr. Brad Dieter, and he's on the air with us here right now. Dr. Brad Dieter is a certified sports nutritionist from the ISSN. He's a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog sciencedrivennutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry straight to you. How are you doing today, Dr. Dieter?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I have to laugh because a couple of the girls saw your picture last week, and we were joking about how we call you Dr. Delicious sometimes. That'll just brighten up your day, right?
You know what? receiving a compliment is never a bad thing, so thank you.
You're welcome. Well, not only are you delicious, you're smart, so that makes it nutritious.
Okay. I just play smart on TV.
Oh my gosh. Well, today we're talking about something I know nothing about, okay? Carbs during workouts keep immune system recovery. Tell us about this. You said that they found the best way to avoid unfavorable changes in the immune system during a post-workout recovery was consuming carbs during or immediately after the exercise. So how does exercise affect the immune system?
So the body, whenever you're exercising, puts it under a state of stress, and there's a lot of hormonal adaptations that happen. And there's also a lot of, you know, just what we would call mechanical changes, you know, blood flow, all sorts of stuff that actually can cause your immune system to be a little bit dampened immediately post-exercise. So the way blood flow happens, a lot of times your white blood cells get pushed into different compartments than normal. You have, you know, releases of cortisol that can affect your immune system and kind of dampen its effect. So a lot of times exercise can induce a lot of these things that basically lower the effectiveness of your immune system.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I remember this from somewhere, when you're digesting food, it takes a lot of blood that goes to that area of your body, right, to help digest the food, or am I wrong about that?
No, that's correct. You do, whenever you eat, you do have an increased flow of blood to your gastric and digestive system.
And so when your digestive system is digesting, it's all that power, if you will, concentrating on digesting the food is not moving stuff in other parts of your body, so you're more susceptible?
Yeah, you know, digesting food is a little bit different than exercise because you're not getting the same types of hormonal changes that occur. So, you know, one of the things we know about exercise, especially when you're, you know, low on dietary carbohydrates and you have to maintain your blood sugar, is you start to pump out a lot of cortisol, which then basically causes you to, you pump out cortisol and glucagon, which causes you to push basically sugar out from the liver, and it causes you to break down amino acids and muscle tissue to create sugar from other carbon sources. And so both of those things can kind of dampen your immune system.
So carbs during workouts help immune system recovery. What about protein? Does it have a negative effect?
You know, it doesn't seem to. The only way it could have a negative effect is if you basically replace carbohydrates with just protein. So if you kind of miss the benefit of having some carbohydrates during or after exercise, you can miss some of the benefits if you're having protein instead, or just protein instead.
You know, I'm going to throw something at you, Dr. Dieter. When you're recovering from, I just had, you know, serious surgery. When you're recovering from an injury or surgery, does your immune system, is it susceptible to, like, the flu or something like that? And should you really, is that when you should be even more aware of what you're putting in your mouth as far as your diet?
So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons you're more susceptible to being sick. You know, one is you've just come out of a hospital.
Well, then there's that too.
If you want to get sick, go to a hospital.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the bad things live. You also have been opened up on a table, so your inside has been exposed. So your mechanical barriers to prevent germs and bacteria and, you know, all sorts of stuff from coming in. And then you're also, you know, your body's trying to heal itself. And a lot of the cells that do the healing are also your immune cells. So they're a little bit preoccupied with other things. And then the other piece is you're usually just not eating as much, right? You've had some pain meds. You're not eating a lot. So your body's in a calorie deficit. And so a lot of the body's energy is going towards healing and basically just keeping you moving forward. And so you don't have enough energy to fight off other potential infections.
Interesting stuff. Faye, did you want to say something?
Yes, Dr. Dieter, I wanted to know, does the fact that we all carry a little bit of glycogen stored energy in our muscles, does that affect the post-exercise changes in the immune system?
That's a really good question. So, you know, one of the things that happens is as we exercise, we start to get lower and lower levels of muscle glycogen.
Right.
And the lower your muscle glycogen levels get, the higher your you know, your body's response to actually create more blood glucose from other sources increases.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're consuming carbohydrates during training, you have to tap into those muscle glycogen stores a lot less.
Right.
So if you're somebody who, you know, kind of runs around on, you know, if you're somebody who's a very low carb person, what we do know is people who adopt very low carb ketogenic diets for extended periods of time is they can walk around normally with muscle glycogen levels 50 to 70% of what they should be. So they kind of start behind the eight ball, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was reading this doctor. I was thinking about something with, you know, sometimes I'll drink wine when I'm exercising. If I don't get to exercise
in the morning.
We've talked
about I do the same with beer.
Yeah, and
I'll have a beer before a workout.
But I was reading where this doctor in this Science Daily this article by Dr. Jonathan Peake and Dr. Oliver Neubauer found that carbs during intense exercise, like we were talking about, could help the immune system recover. But intense. There's a difference between intense exercise and just moderate exercise, and so I don't want people to think that. You know, oh, okay, I'll just eat, you know, carbs while I'm working out and it'll make my immune system recovery better, right? There's a difference.
Yeah, it's kind of on a scale, right? From 0 to 100 in terms of intensity, the farther you get on that intensity scale, the higher the more of these responses that dampen your immune system have. You know, the other interesting aspect is, you know, the idea of, we hear this a lot of overtraining in athletes. There's a few really big signs of if an athlete is really overtraining or just tired is if they have, you know, depleted white cell counts and their immune system is down and they're getting sick and they have, you know, an elevated resting heart rate. Those are two of the big things we look to see if athletes are just tired or if they're actually have this overtrain phenomenon.
Yeah, it's really interesting. All these questions about exercise. We know this. Exercise is one of the best things that you can do. You can't out exercise a bad diet, though. But in this article, Dr. Dieter, it says that the epidemiological evidence suggests that regular moderate exercise protects against upper respiratory illnesses like the common cold, whereas regular intense exercise increases the risk of upper respiratory illness. What do you say about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's very true, right? Is the greater the stress you have on the system, the more likely other things are to go wrong, right? So if you're moderately exercising and you give your body a chance to recover and it's a little bit of a stress, that's much different than really hammering your body and then trying to make it recover while still doing all the other things.
Okay, so, you know, I'm reading this article and it's saying exercise is a form of stress, like you were just saying, and more vigorous exercise creates more physiological stress, which causes psychological and biochemical change to the body. And to tackle the potential threats these changes highlight, the immune cells may simply move out of the bloodstream to the lungs, for example. What do you say about that?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we see, right, is, you know, we can take the lungs, for example. So if you're somebody who is a let's say you're an endurance athlete and you go out and you run, you know, 10 miles at a time at a really rapid pace, there's a few things that go on that can cause a lot of these white cells to, you know, migrate to your lungs and it can cause some, you know, infections or they're fighting infections. One is you're basically breathing a lot under pressure more than you would in a normal day, right? So you're taking a lot more breaths. You have a lot greater volume. So you're processing a lot more of just the natural stuff that's in the air, right? So your chance of inhaling some sort of bacteria or virus goes up a lot.
Oh, wow. I never even thought about that.
Interesting.
Yeah. The other thing is you've got a large increase of blood flow to your lungs. So you have more chances of white cells and things like that sensing something and going out to your lungs where they're having more, you know, interaction with the environment.
Yeah, this is really interesting stuff to talk about. So we're almost out of time. Let me ask you this. Carbs during workouts help immune system recovery, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And so that's what you do. That's what you're going to do, too. You're going to start drinking some wine during your workouts or beer?
You know, I've never tried that, but it might be on the docket this summer when I'm golfing or something.
Oh, only in the evening, though. I don't recommend it during the day. Only in the evening if you didn't get your workout in. Yeah. All right, Dr. Dieter, always a pleasure to speak with you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Dr. Brad Dieter. You can find him at ScienceDrivenNutrition.com. That's ScienceDrivenNutrition.com. And you can find all of our experts at OneLifeRadio.com. Bobby Edwards coming up. Stay tuned.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to the ISSN.org. That's the ISSN.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Faye Alahi, and I have Bobby Edwards on the phone. He is the CEO and co-creator of the Squatty Potty. What a pleasure. How are you doing today, Bobby? I haven't talked to you in such a long time.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We're back.
You're back. Well, you know, my little daughter ordered some of the unicorn gold, the fruity booty, for her bathroom. And then I got some actually to take to the iHeartMedia men's studio in here, because it's something not good is not going on in that men's room.
Oh,
and so
yes.
I got Danny and the boys some unicorn gold and the fruity booty scent. So
good.
And this stuff works amazingly. It really, really does. So
yeah.
for people that don't know what it is, can you tell them, Bobby?
So it's essentially, we call it before you squat spray. So before you squat, mm-hmm. Or essentially, you know, we call it poo spray.
Sample.
Yeah, you know, if you spray the bowl before you go, you know, do your business, and it keeps your secret.
Yeah. Well, and it's important too for other reasons, because I have to tell you, you know, products like Febreze and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that is not good for you to breathe all that in before or after someone's gone in and out of the bathroom. Really bad for you. So I've got my fruity booty.
We formulated it. Yeah, we made sure to use nothing toxic. In fact, mm-hmm. the main ingredient that other than the oils that we use and fragrance that are you know, all natural, the other ingredient is actual nanoparticles of gold. So if you've heard of, like, colloidal silver, for
yes.
instance, you know, they use they run it through a process where you get little tiny nanoparticles of gold, mm-hmm. and we put that. So there's billions of little tiny particles of gold in every bottle, and that bonds with sulfur, and so it mitigates the smell by killing the sulfur in your poop.
I love it. I do, because everybody wants a fruity booty, not a stinky booty. Oh my gosh. So I have to ask you, our listeners that have never purchased a Squatty Potty, at least not yet. I can't imagine who you are, but you know, I'll tell you this, it's an amazing product, and you're going to hear it right from the CEO, Bobby Edwards. So can you tell us the history of why, when the modern toilet, when was the modern toilet designed, and why was it designed the way it was?
Well, you know, the toilet was designed in the 1800s by Thomas Crapper, actually. His name is Crapper.
I forgot that.
No coincidence.
And, you know, there were earlier versions of the flush toilet dating back to the 1500s. But, you know, it wasn't until the 1800s where one that became feasible to use in every home. And that was Thomas Crapper who made one that was, you know,
with the Industrial Revolution, one that could be made en masse and be distributed. So that's when we started sitting, really. You know, it had all these great, you know, features. You know, it was sanitary mm-hmm. and clean, and it got rid of, took care of the mess. But, you know, it had one major fault, and that it requires we sit.
Right.
And he didn't take into design the natural ergonomics of the body when designing the toilet.
Well, this wisdom, you know, came originally from the Asians, didn't it? The people, in fact, many...
You know, it's funny that you say that, because it was a few years back, Bobby, I went to, I was in Japan, and I actually went to a baseball game and then, you know, went to the restroom, and their restroom is not as you think, well, as our restrooms are.
What did it look like?
It's just, you have to squat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you have to do your business, you have to squat.
Yeah. Is there a toilet, though? Is it just a short toilet?
It's basically a hole.
It's a hole.
Really?
Yeah. 75%
of the toilet was actually a Western thing. You know, it's a Western culture thing. It never was adopted by the East mm-hmm. until recently, until the last couple decades, actually. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 2/3 of the world still squat to poop. That's the way they go. And, you know, mm-hmm. you see instances that we run into, constipation, hemorrhoids, and other elimination issues. They don't have those issues. They go more regularly. They go, you know, it's just the way they do it. And, you know, it's really a Western culture thing, right?
It is.
It's considered barbaric to go squat, right? The Queen of England, she sits on her throne.
Yeah.
And she doesn't squat to poop. So, you know, it was just kind of a cultural thing. It's one of those things that culture brings on disease, right? Like, it's kind of like high heels or bras. Like mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it. They're probably not the best for us, but it's not culturally mm-hmm. acceptable to do this. And that's the same thing with sitting to poop.
Yeah, well,
and we should be squatting.
Well, and there's some major reasons that you should have a squatty potty. You absolutely should. And one of them is appendicitis. You know, there's a direct relationship to appendicitis being a modern disease or affliction, whatever you want to call it. They didn't have appendicitis attacks like they do now. Did they, Bobby, back like in the 18th century?
Appendicitis is a relatively new disease, and it definitely is not a disease that happens often in the Eastern world where they squat. So, you know, there's all sorts of things that can be linked to improper elimination and straining to go. And, you know, I guess that we should say, really, anatomically, we're designed to squat. That's the way, you know, we evolved or were designed, whatever you want to believe. And, you know, there's actual internal, you know, we've been FDA cleared as a medical device to talk about the anatomy and talk about how squatting is superior and mm-hmm. it makes elimination easier. It relaxes the puborectalis muscle, opens the colon, and we have wording from the FDA that allows us to say that now, which is great.
Oh, wow, so that's awesome.
It's not just, you know, internet quackery. There's empirical evidence that suggests that squatting is healthier.
Well, what are some other of the biggest advantages to using the squatty potty versus the standard Western toilet?
Well, you know, I don't really want to. I mean, so there's a lot of obviously easier and quicker elimination. So mm-hmm. whatever will evolve from that, right? So not cleaning out the toxins and waste regularly and withholding, and so you know, it's like pooping through a kink garden hose. You're not getting everything mm-hmm. out. And, you know, there's a lot of disease that can be born from that. So you can make your own, you know, judgment on that. But I just like that, you know, it just really makes everything come out more complete. It's kind of like the one and then done type thing. You're not carrying
right.
around that waste all day, which is, you know, not healthy. You know, then the straining can cause like pelvic prolapse, right? Like
right.
horrible things from that, you know, that come from straining to go, pushing and straining and squatting, it makes, you know, making it easier to go.
Well, and hemorrhoids. Nobody wants to talk about hemorrhoids, but they are a problem. And they're caused by improper elimination, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we had a colorectal surgeon that said, you know, I see patients, I see the result of every day of people that aren't using your product. you know, mm-hmm. she said, you know, this product, I recommend it to all my patients. Especially those with hemorrhoids. So
and
yeah.
children too. You
oh
know,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
I was thinking
gosh.
About a whole group of a population who doesn't go. I deal with autistic children day in and day out, Bobby, and they all, more than none, they all have the constipation, chronic constipation, and this is a non-medical mm-hmm. way of treating
right.
the constipation. So they should know about this.
Well, and well, that's how I found out about the squatty potty. So my daughter had to have bilateral ingrow. She had hernias, and it was from straining, and I think it was caused by stress. But anyway, when I got the the Squatty Potty, it was a total game changer for her. And I was told by my friend Brittany Boyer, she's like, dude, you got to get a Squatty Potty for her. I'm like, what is that? And this was like several years ago when you guys first started making them. And so, yeah, so and bowel cancer is another thing, you know. Proper elimination is so key. And this is from a feminine standpoint. It's a great time to do your Kegels as well because your legs are in the proper position. And so all these great things. And Bobby, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I really, truly do get excited when I talk about the Squatty Potty, though. So what do you want our listeners to know before we go to break?
Well, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond carries them. You can get them. That's the, you know, the maid chain that carries them. They're also available at Target and, of course, SquattyPotty.com.
Mm-hmm.
And $25, you know, you can't, you know, it lasts a lifetime. It's a, and we also have different styles now. We have a whole range of styles of Squatty Potty now. We have a nice wood sleek one.
I was just going to say the wooden one is beautiful. And then if you buy a three pack, you get them for less. You get, I think you get three for $45 or something like that. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
But
and everything's free shipping. The other thing, we have some new clear ones too, which are also really, you know, some people were complaining about the white stool.
Which,
you know, blends with the toilet and it doesn't bother me. But for some people, they wanted something a little more elegant. So we've, in the last couple of weeks, we've come out with some really great designs.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get, I want the clear one.
I'm
going to have to update. I'll give my used Squatty Potties away because, you know, they're wonderful.
True.
I'll shower them and then I'll pass them on. No pun intended. My gosh. What a fun subject. Bobby, thank you so much for jumping on the air with us
today. Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Bobby Edwards. He is the CEO and co-creator of the Squatty Potty. If you don't have one, get one. Stay tuned. We've got Faye Alahi. Coming up, we're going to be talking about wheat and whole grains. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American Highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract in MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Little Jungle Love. Oh my gosh, it makes me think of the Grammys a couple of weeks ago, and the Time rocked it. Live on the Grammys. That was so much fun to watch them all dance before Bruno Mars. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. I was up there doing the whatever the name of that dance is where you swing your legs. Oh. Oh my gosh. So,
you're a vibrant woman who loves
all energy.
To live.
I do, man. I want three lifetimes. I got a lot of stuff I want to do. Oh my goodness. Well, welcome back to One Life Radio. Before we get to the content here with Faye Elahi, I have to give a quick shout out. Not have to, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors because they make the rocket go up. They bring all this great information to you, like Squatty Potty that just got off the air with us, Bobby Edwards, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition, Sun Warrior, the founders Denley and Jan Falk are pioneers in the raw plant-based products industry. Nick Stern is their partner. They truly are the next generation in plant-based protein. It's here, and their new bars, Soul Good, are really Soul Good. Great profile. I didn't grab one this morning. I actually had one in my bowl, and I didn't grab it. But maybe that's why I'm so hungry right now.
I'm starving.
I know. We're gonna have to get a good lunch. But Sun Warrior is a great company, just like Squatty Potty, and so is Crazy Water. I got my bottle of number 3 right here. It's the all natural mineral water, and it's great for your body and your mind. You need those essential minerals, don't you, Faye?
Yes.
In order to keep everything
absolutely,
at the most optimal health.
Absolutely.
All right, and of course, Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
I had a little hemp extract this weekend. It really does help with so many things. Mm-hmm. Check it out at cwhemp.com. They even sell a canine version now for animals, which is really, really nice. So check them out at CW Hemp. And Faye Elahi, one of my favorite people on earth. Love having her in studio. She is a wealth of information, and she's so lovely. She really, really is. She's a psychologist and nutritionist with a private practice here in Dallas, Texas. Since 2001, she specializes in food allergies, food intolerances, celiac, gluten sensitivity, ADD, ADHD, and autism spectrum disorders. She is also a public speaker, blogger, researcher, and is the author of Ready, Set, Eat. And you can find Faye and her book at Gluten Free Nutrition for Life. That's glutenfreenutritionforlife.com or at onelifradio.com. You can find all of her contact information and click on it. Today, we're talking about wheat and whole grains. Mm-hmm. This is a big subject because how many of us, I had toast for breakfast at a new restaurant here in Dallas called Toasted, and I was a little toasted on the mimosas as well. And I had rye bread. I thought about you, Danny, because I thought, oh, Danny would love this rye bread.
Yes. Love my Jewish rye.
Oh, man, I got to make some rye bread. I may do it tonight, doggone it.
But here's the deal. What is the difference? I finally have gotten into now Ezekiel bread.
Yes.
And I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting something different, but this is bread. Yeah. It tastes just like bread. It's great.
I love
toasted
bread.
Wow. And that's what I have every morning. But what's the difference between Ezekiel bread and the store-bought, let's say, Jewish rye?
Vast difference. Usually, when you look at the label ingredients, you will have to see a lot of fiber per slice of bread, like 2 grams minimum. And people who are nonchalant about eating their stuff, they say, oh, Faye, come on, chill. 2 grams, 1 gram, who cares? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? Well, when you think about the recommendation that we have by the Food and Drug Administration, we need to have, and the American Dietetic Association recommend that we have 3 slices of bread.
Okay.
3 times 2, that's 6 grams of fiber
that's
just coming from
too
bread.
Much.
I agree. But when you think about it, Bernadette, most breads are a combination of white. They're reconstituted white that are made to look like whole grain. But they start out having white flour.
Right. And that white flour, aren't there a lot of like chemicals?
Absolutely.
Bleached flour and things
absolutely.
To make them white and make them
stay longer.
Fresh all
and
these preservatives.
Supple. They add softeners to those breads to make them supple.
And can we throw tortillas in this too? Because a lot of people, they'll substitute their
absolutely.
Bread
right.
with
white
tortillas.
Yeah. Yep. It's just as unnutritious.
Okay.
But corn tortillas, 100% corn, would be much better choice for you than white.
Non-GMO.
But non-GMO. Thank
like
you.
Like maybe cooked and in coconut oil.
There's, absolutely.
There's all good, a lot of really great products
absolutely.
Coming out now.
And to answer Danny's question, there's a vast difference between quality. And yes, you may not feel like bouncing off the walls when you have Ezekiel versus a regular white bread.
Mm-hmm.
But little decisions that you make over long haul make a big difference in your quality of life.
And you would be the perfect person to ask this. And I meant to ask Sean this, when he's on Fars, he's on the ketogenic diet. Mm-hmm. And I look at the ingredients, or not at the ingredients, you look at the carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates.
People that are on that low-carb or non-carb diet could eat Ezekiel bread, but I look, and it's like, wait a minute. This has just as many, far as label reading,
asked.
It has the same amount of carbs as your other wheat bread.
But if you go down, this is how you should read the label.
Okay.
First, look at the first ingredient. That constitutes about 75% of the product. Mm-hmm. Most of them, the Ezekiel, for instance, says sprouted wheat.
Mm-hmm.
The sprouting part increases the fiber content. So even the carbs are high, but you don't absorb them.
Okay.
They go in and they push the stuff around. So that's why it increases your bowel movement. So Ezekiel is much better than a regular, you know.
It's so hearty.
Jane. It's
it
hearty.
Is. I love
so
it.
I love bread. So all kinds of bread.
All kinds of bread. So look at the first ingredient, then look down at the fiber content.
Right.
And then look at the amount. Overall.
And you can actually subtract the fiber
yes.
from the carbs to get the
yes.
true amount of carbohydrates,
correct?
That's what
I was going to say. Okay. That's what you should do for a little simple math. Just look at it. If the fiber is 2 or 3 grams or 4, Ezekiel would be closer to 4. Minus the 20 or so grams of carbs, you have a net carb intake of like a lot less, 25% mm-hmm. less. Mm-hmm. So
now,
it's not going to add.
If you're eating that.
Yeah.
Would you say that consumers are wasting their money on fiber supplements?
Yes.
Because there's so much fiber
Absolutely.
Supplements out there.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. You got to eat well.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to eat your whole vegetables. And yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
I can't even believe that they actually, I mean, I know they still sell them, but that's not the problem.
That's
we just
not,
talked about
yes.
with Bobby Edwards, with several of the problems is
right.
not proper position, mm-hmm. your
that's
diet,
right.
your exercise,
absolutely.
Your water intake, everything.
Imagine a world where you don't have a need for medication.
Well, and you have so much of this, you know, the Flintstone chewables and the vitamin gummy bears.
That's
and
right.
it's like, is that even?
It's not as effective.
Yeah.
And we are adding so much cane sugar and all this corn syrup in the system. That's not good.
No. Oh, gosh.
That's
diabetes. A whole other show. My goodness.
Yeah, we're creating modern diseases such
we
as
are.
Diabetes because
yep.
of all this junk that we eat.
Well, and you know this from dealing with so many children. I just read this report about kindergartners. Right. Soda intake is linked to aggression in a study
Absolutely.
As well
Absolutely.
With the ADD and ADHD and just all of it. It's all connected. Well, let's get back to the wheat. What are the benefits versus the risk associated with wheat consumption?
With wheat, there are three parts to any grain of wheat. There is a bran part, there is a germ part, which contain basically the fiber, and then the endosperm, which contains the starch and the protein, which is where the energy comes from. Well, most of the wheat, unfortunately, is cracked, and the endosperm is devoid of the right starches. So
wow.
there's no nutritional value. By the time they crack it and they mill it and they pulverize it and bleach it, you're not going to get the endosperm. That's the reason why we feel tired. And we feel much, much more fatigued and more hungry after having a regular bread
mm-hmm.
made sandwich than something that Danny was talking about.
Wow. And that's probably why breads like Ezekiel make you feel so good,
feel so good because of the energy.
And they're not a paid sponsor, just
that's
anyone
right.
out there. This
that's
is not
right.
a promotion. This
that's
is
not.
True, just science.
Just
this is
kind.
Just this is just we're talking about
exactly.
what's good for you.
And
so how many people are diagnosed with celiac disease and gluten sensitivity in America?
These days, it's about 10% of the total population.
Really?
Which is about 3 million. That's a lot.
And do you think it's not just because of the endosperm of the wheat being
yes.
cracked or being
yes.
vacant, being
vacant.
Gone?
That's right.
So much wheat has been crossbred so
yes.
fast and so often that we can no longer kind of stomach the stuff.
That's right. Literally, we can't. It causes bad breath, bloating, belching, constipation, gas. A lot of people
Yikes.
Suffer from it. Not to speak of irritable bowel syndrome. And hyperinsulinemia, it shoots your blood sugar and insulin levels up.
Yikes.
And then gluten sensitivity, which goes with 100 other symptoms by itself. So overall, if you can avoid the wheat, is better. But if you'd have to have it, then choose the 100% whole wheat.
All right. Faye Elahi, you can find all of our experts on OneLifeRadio.com. Her information is there. You can also find her at GlutenFreeNutritionForLife.com or SpecialNeedsNutrition.com. That's SpecialNeedsNutrition.com. Love you, Faye. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Being
Thank
in
you.
Studio today.
Enjoyed
Always
it.
A pleasure. All right, everyone, check out our new logo too. We've got it out there. I'll show you after we go after we get off the air, Faye. I forgot
Thank
before
you.
We did.
Absolutely.
You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.